You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
You're listening to Carousel Radio.
Broadcasting a creative voice of people with a learning disability.
Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Carousel Radio.
I'm Claire, you're listening to Carousel Radio.
Hello everyone, I'm Joel Cooper, and in this show we will be hearing from Electric Mutant X, who is, among other things, a writer, a digital musician, and a spoken word artist. Yassine, welcome to the show.
Hello everyone.
Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
Radio.
I got a question.
Who are you? Collection of molecules, space dust, a mutant. I consider myself a mutant, perhaps slowly evolving.
What projects do you work on with Carousel?
Digital photography, digital music, spoken word, and this is the radio. I've done audio dramas for Carousel.
What was the name of your first pet and what animal was it?
The name of my first pet was Florence. She was a guinea pig, a long-haired guinea pig.
What is the most disgusting thing you have ever tasted?
It's got to be like an undercooked, runny egg yolk. Oh no, get them away from me, I can't bear them.
What would you put into the perfect sandwich?
Like Italian meat, some really good cheese, a bit of vegetation and salad. And then like a sauce, like hot pepper sauce.
How do you describe your music?
I describe it as analogue and digital with a spoken word focus. Sometimes it's been experimental and sometimes it's just been contemporary digital music.
What is your least favourite sound?
The classic fingernails down the blackboard. Oh, I can't stand it.
What is in your pocket or bag right now?
Interesting. There's a packet of tobacco, there's my sunglasses in one pocket, a camera, Chinese purse with some change in, my bag's stuffed full of spoken word, exercise books, folders. And that's about it.
What is the best holiday you've ever been on? And can you tell us about it?
Oh, I think it's got to be Cyprus some years ago, because we got into the travel agents with no idea. We'd just seen this bucket deal, they call it, and we ended up in a chalet, self-catering. There's hardly anyone around, and the holiday was really, well, swank.
Who is your hero?
People like Lydia Lunch, William Burroughs. William Burroughs, 1950s writer. Things like Junkie, Naked Lunch. And then Lydia Lunch, contemporary American no-wave, spoken word and musician. Very alternative.
Who's your favourite musical artist and their best piece of music?
Maybe it's Amanda Gallis. Sono La Antichristo. She does a lot of vocal techniques, like has many microphones around her and tries to get a different spit, voice and harmonics.
What is your favourite film or TV show and why?
My favourite film is Fight Club, because I like the way the narrative is structured and I'm an insomniac and I totally identify with the character.
What would you do on a perfect night out?
A perfect night out, I would go to a club, it would be older people, like a chill out room and then a floor of really cool dance and then a rooftop garden and some cocktails, maybe a bit of absinthe. Get in a taxi, drive down the seafront, home, more music. Yeah, that's the perfect night out.
Can you tell us about a memorable dream you've had?
I've got a tattoo of a bird on my left arm, and that was from a dream I had where a bird was rising from, I don't know, out in an atmosphere, and afterwards I got ill and I saw the bird sort of in a hallucination, so I had it done as a tattoo. That was quite memorable.
Why is making art important to you?
I don't know, it's just something I've always done and I feel that it relaxes me. I'm a better person mentally for it. I get very stressed otherwise.
What are your ambitions, your hopes and dreams for the future?
To be discovered, to be in a proper gallery in London or somewhere like Paris. No, I'd like to have regular exhibitions and perhaps some installations.
Who was your favourite fictional character?
In the film Blade Runner, Pris, the dancer. Also, Scorpius in Farscape.
Based on your answers, your radio presenter name is...
Scorpio. Absinthe. Hallucination.
The question. The question.
I'm Yassine Zelestine / MC Silvercat. Was born in city, used to country and city, writes about self, family, space, sci-fi, today, characters. Writes as much as possible because time can be short. Education, various and varied. Yassine Zelestine is also Silvercat, does performance and recording, spoken word with electronic music, film and art. Likes cats, does not like bigots, 51 and Asperger's. Asperger's base burger. Leave you a taste of infamy. Salt, butter, garlic with Asperger's base burger. I know and you know. Main menu is base loaded. Transposed, transmogrified to deep fried chili tongues meat. Sweet and hopefully tantalised, creatively enticed, spliced. Carve yourself a slice of Asperger's base burger. Beats and bass eclectic, vocals and synths, sounds by Amphicat, Silvercat and Mr. Iguana. See you on the other side of this confused paradise, dreams of the portals. Transmissions from Amphica over and out.
And here is a piece of music from Amphica. You're listening to Carousel Radio and Words and Music by Electric Mutant X.
City around myself. Catch the metronome.
So I started playing guitar at age 11, and I started to use samples and computer music, and I just started like learning programs and experimenting. Experimental soundtracks away from conventional song structure. Do you know, I just sit down and do these things. Sometimes it'll be like 7 or 8 hours on the computer.
Let you be the next. Tell me, influences, who were they? Who got you into this?
Right, I was influenced as a writer by William Burroughs, the Beat Poets, a woman called Cathy Acker, who had a very different way of constructing stories. She would take a linear narrative and she would take one bit from another book and insert it.
If you were to sum up your themes, what are your stuff about, how would you?
I'd say I was a city girl. I like writing about the city. I like writing about different situations, like a man and a woman can get themselves into. People fascinate me.
You're from Greenwich in London.
Yes, I am.
Famous for being Greenwich Mean Time,
mm-hmm.
and literally nothing else. The first thing you did, apparently, was recording a voice and music from the radio.
I spent a lot of time with the radio messing about listening to beats and strange transmissions.
Anyway, after that, you then moved from Wales and met at a youth music project. Can you talk about that, please?
That was a very good project. There was a recording studio in the basement. There was an art studio at the top.
You formed a group called Psycho Pussy.
Psycho Pussy, indeed.
Where you played guitar.
All female punk band.
You actually went on tours. You said to us that you did at a very notable location. Berlin, just after the fall of the Berlin Wall.
Berlin was fantastic. I liked the whole vibe of Berlin. Yeah, just after the wall was coming down. There was so much excitement in the air. And what's funny is, my ex-husband, who had still friends, he was there, but as a soldier.
Oh, wow.
And so we were both there in Berlin at the same time, but we didn't know each other.
That is a cosmic coincidence. We now moved to Brighton. It's 1998, and you have studied dance at Brighton Uni.
Brighton University, Grand Parade campus.
So you're studying dance, and at around the same time, you were studying creative writing at night classes, specifically a course called performance poetry. Jumping a little ahead, you then have your first performance, spoken word at Disco Biscuits, which, if memory serves, is a place that isn't really open anymore, which is a real shame. But it was at Brighton, utilising your performance poetry. You sometimes incorporated dance into your performance. Around the same time, you got into Future FM, Pirate Radio, a global hip-hop show, and you were a DJ. After that, you then studied music technology. From music technology, it led to you actually becoming essentially a composer and even incorporated some of your own music into the spoken word, which I think we may have heard of you do in a few of the scratch nights that we've done.
The fortune cookie was on his teeth. It read, "Expect yourself and be reinvented." You watched her make black ink calligraphy, symbols of my subconscious shared. But in the greatest scheme of things, their faces were more laughter than bitterness. Erosions and additions of each other's dreams were implacably paraded, implausibly melted until the next hours of twilight. Camera obscura of them.
We're still here joined by Yassine, aka Electric Mutant X.
Hello.
So one thing I actually wanted to ask about was you are a writer. So yeah, I thought it'd be kind of maybe interesting to compare and contrast what we how we write, and maybe those from outside here, maybe they can get ideas of how they should write.
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
I write short stories, you write
radio dramas, monologue and spoken word.
I guess the start point is at the time of recording, the thing I'm writing currently was because of function. I realised I had to write a beginning, so I'm currently writing my beginning. Admittedly, a rather dull origin, because I'm writing what I need to write. So I write by function, or I write... My brain kind of, like, obsesses over something, usually a character, and then I write that character's story, and then I move on to the next one. So that's currently where I am now. I'm moving on from one character to another. So yeah, so that's me. How do you start?
I start with a free write, which is writing for 10 minutes or so, anything that comes to mind.
Just complete freeform.
Yeah, if I'm stuck, or I use an internet writing prompt, like a random prompt generator. I play a game with myself, random word generator.
Just literally just go to Google and just say...
random word generator.
Okay, I'm playing that now, by the way.
Yeah, and then you can get
keep
all sorts
talking.
Of...
I need to hear this.
Exciting results. Different, it does letters, words, phrases, sentences. And it's like a game of solitaire. There's many generators out there. You can spin the wheel as well for character names.
Sorry, I did. Okay, word. So my random word was depressed.
Oh.
Okay, let's do another one. Okay, that's okay. Rude. It's called basic now.
Yeah.
I don't like this generator.
You can have an image generator, and you can also have a numbers one, like a set number of words or adverbs or things like that. And I find it just keeps things really fresh. I tend to write sci-fi or urban or crime fiction. And I suppose the best way for me to start is to handwrite a really fast, rough draft.
So you do sci-fi, you do crime. My story is science fiction.
Is it?
It is. Do you actually think of the world you're building?
I do, because I think I did a short course in what's called transmedia narrative, digital storytelling, which is cross-platform storytelling. So like Star Wars or Farscape, I think of building a world around a character.
Ooh, really?
Yeah, and then having each character has like a YouTube playlist, for example. So I'm working in the sound of the character, the audio, and then I'll do character sketches. So I keep a story bible, it's called. So everything related to the world building goes in that one book.
So you do a lot of things basically in character, and then the world is built around that.
I usually start with that, but I'm quite a big fan of looking at unusual architecture, because I'm interested in writing about the city.
Because like when I make my worlds, almost all of them start with a single character and I just kind of improvise around them. Although I do more like interactions. I'm very focused on like the normal everyday thing and how that's different.
Do you speak aloud at first?
I do. I actually voice act. And I voice act and do multiple voices, you know, per character.
I see.
So I put on like high voices and I put on low voices.
See, when I got my first tape to tape, I used to put characters on there like me interviewing myself. I was an only child, so there wasn't anyone else to interview, really. Yeah, it was the start of everything, recording bits of music, fake adverts and pranking, really, with sound and voices, you know, on buses, just putting the tape on. What's happening? I get frustrated when I look at the usual character sheets, because I like to write an alternative character rather than sort of where's the job or what colour's the hair. So I try to stray away from the physical description.
That doesn't really say who they are, does it?
No, it doesn't say. It's the mood, or say they have a certain like colour or place they like to be, or the reason why they would cross the city in the first place. It's all very well having a character walking from Morscombe to Hanover, but what's the motivation for the character? And if they're solitary, how would they speak? And how is their internal monologue different to their speaking voice? I'd have that.
Well, having that be different. Interesting.
Because yeah, I like to use voiceovers and montages.
Right.
What else do you like to see?
Really writing relaxes me and playing music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you write any stories or anything?
I do sometimes, flash fiction, very short stories. I'm quite impatient and I like to start a story and finish it in the same session. I did 100 days online of flash fiction prompts, and that's a good way to get a good load of writing done.
Well, can we hear one story?
Okay, this one's Cymbeline L. Torres. Escalations around planetoid perimeter. Heart slows, knees stimulated. Distant diameter recedes at top acceleration. Convolutions and revolutions. Attain stasis from locomotion. Intermittent spools of recovery. Variable density as I enter orbit. Zephyr and talk. Check comms. Life support systems active. Sensory awareness, atmospheric intrusion. I've got the space bends. Takes a minute to acclimatise. Spin, whirl around. Rapid meteoric dust particles. Moat settle on carnivorous first epidermic exposure below hyperzonal sonic barrier. There are other beings, life forms, into acute audio perception field. Fight, flight or freeze. Peripheral extrasensory slipped to critical detection level. 1 minute 45 seconds, 3 milliseconds to cresting of first solar conjunction. The second indigo UV expected time at 4 minutes 6 seconds afterwards. I will be the first human to witness this. Exultant eclipse. For all we know, it too is the first of its kind expected. They are closer now. I do not seek contact yet, as advised. No known language symbology detected on data load visa. Need for safety as moisture osmosis storm approach. Percolated with Volco spokes. Hazardous skirt lesion high factor. Local cover ascertained adrenaline. High fluid to calm, steady self. Oh, vertebrae as tower amongst metropolitan area. Population and hover estimated under 500 life forms. Radar reports inconclusive. First rays shine white gold. Sensor activity already to amber. Prickles along the suit after visa roused. They appear. They are flat. They even seep. They fly. I'm sending data, comms dysfunctional, skin heat, resist maximum. Where are you? A distant disembodied voice. It's beautiful, radiant, alone, the spectrum pulse. I did not expect it, harmonic so clear. I probably won't make it back. Where are you? So clear, so bright, fortissimo, blast.
Just to confirm, that is the story of a first contact.
It is, yes.
For those who don't know, it's a common sci-fi trope called first contact, and the idea of it is we are following a, I presume, human meeting an alien race for the first time. That first part there was landing the ship.
Well, getting out, landing the ship, checking all life support systems.
Thank you, Electric Mutant X, for being on the show. If you want to hear more from Electric Mutant X, please go to SoundCloud and type in Amphicat. AMPHETKAT. That's Amphicat, AMPHETKAT, onto SoundCloud to hear more from her work.
That's the end of the show. Thanks to Electric Mutant X. We'll be back with the next show in March.
Thank you for listening to Carousel Radio.
This podcast is brought to you by Carousel, helping people with learning disabilities to reach their potential in the arts.